It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and over the last few months, we've been following the romantic escapades of our 22-year-old social media coordinator, Alexis.
Yes.
I mean, she's still kind of figuring out what she wants in a guy.
Yeah, well, and she's 22, so that's fair.
It's to be expected, and since we've known her, she's Snapchatted with a few rich, horny seniors. Mm-hmm. She's exchanged texts with some dudes who love Jack in the Box. Mm-hmm. She even let a stranger follow her home from the gas station once.
Stopping
at lights to make sure he could catch up.
She's made some smart choices.
Yeah, but
yeah,
this is all
smart choices.
It's a process. Finding love is a process. But this morning, I could tell something was bothering her.
Uh-oh.
Just from the moment I saw her enormous fake eyelashes.
Hey!
I knew
that they are extra big today.
Okay, I just got
them filled. Holy cow.
Okay.
She's obviously put on these monster lashes to try and hide the pain that she's feeling inside.
Dude,
and
don't blink too much. She may fly away.
I mean, it's touching her hairline when she opens her eyes.
All kidding aside, they look great.
I think we should talk about this because something's hurting her. Alexis, how's your heart?
My heart?
Yeah, how you doing?
It's pretty good, yeah.
Because rumor is you've still been hanging out with your ex-boyfriend. The guy from England.
Oh, this is the British bloke.
It is, yes.
What's the status there? You guys seeing each other still?
Yeah, so I still talk to him.
But he lives in a different city, right?
He does. So that's why we just talk and see him here and there. But I'm still open to talking to other people.
Okay.
You are. But what about him?
Yeah,
is he allowed to talk to other people?
Oh, no. No. Wait. Just me. So it's like we're talking, you know, just seeing how things are. But I can see other people just, you know, dip in both worlds. But he can't, obviously.
Wait, is this a discussion you actually had with him and he was cool
with it? It's not a discussion. This is how it is.
Yeah.
It's a classic controlling relationship.
Yeah.
But okay.
Let's just pretend for a second. Let's pretend that you found out he is talking to another girl. And he isn't saying anything to you about it. How would that make you feel?
She's going to want him more. What do you mean?
Oh, she just jumped out of her chair and stood up.
Yeah, I know.
She's getting aggressive.
I know. I didn't mean to.
What's going on?
I didn't mean to stir up the emotions there.
She's getting hurt.
It would trigger me a little. I'd get a little competitive, I think.
Would you actually pursue him and like him more if he was talking to another girl?
I mean, I would want him to like me more. I'd want to, you know, win out of the two of us.
Yes. It's a competition. Okay.
Yeah.
You wouldn't actually want to have an exclusive relationship.
No.
Okay.
No. You want to make sure that he's still sad as long as he's not with you.
I would want her out of the photo, but us still not exclusive.
Okay.
I forget how confusing dating is.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I don't think it's confusing to you.
Okay. Well, before we get to those extremes over there, we need to find out for sure if he is talking to somebody else.
Yeah.
And there are ways to tell if a person is seeing other people, and while you know what, it would be totally fine for him to do that since you're both single, you still want to know. So I went ahead and I looked up online signs that your long distance lover may be cheating.
I need this, thanks, Dad.
Now,
could it be that he is an English man living in a different city? Is that
okay?
The
yeah.
I'm
just saying, Annie's in his early 20s.
It's a strong indicator.
Okay, just
again, I know he's not really your lover. He's
like, are we overthinking this?
And I looked this up on Google. There is no list to find if your ex-boyfriend, who you don't want to date, but you also don't want him to date anyone else, but you can date other people to tell if he's talking to other women. That list doesn't exist.
Oh, maybe just because the title was a little long.
It's a little complicated.
Yeah. Down to the Google search bar on that.
Yeah.
But the one that I found, here's some signs that he may be talking to other people. Number one, he or she is often busy or unreachable. Is that happening?
So I can call him. He talks for like 5 minutes and then he has to go. Like gotta run or has something to do.
So you guys have long, really deep conversations.
Well, like 5 to 10 minutes, yeah.
Okay.
That's pretty good for a phone call.
Okay.
So, but yeah, he does have to leave kind of often.
Okay, but he is reachable.
Correct.
So, all right, we're going to check that one off as not cheating.
Yeah,
okay.
Okay, as long as he answers the phone, I think that's a good sign.
If he doesn't answer for a few days, then it's like a little sketchy, but, you know, it's consistent.
Okay, just got him to answer.
Next one on the list says, when you do see each other, he never leaves his phone by you.
Mm.
Does that happen?
the phone is next to me. It's on Do Not Disturb, though, and I cannot get in it. Can't figure out the password.
Yeah, he doesn't want you to see something. She's seeing somebody else.
But he's leaving the phone out for
it
her.
It is next to me, yeah.
It's on Do Not Disturb, which means no texts come through. Mm. Like, he's ensuring that nothing pops up on his home screen where she would see it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what the Do Not Disturb is for.
I think the fact that he leaves it out, that's a check, not cheating.
I mean, okay. If you say so, Jeff.
All right. None of it's cheating because they're not in a relationship.
Right. Okay.
It would be cheating, Brooke.
Stop making logic.
Doesn't have wandering eye.
Okay.
And the next one on the list, he always wants to come visit you rather than having you come visit him.
Ooh, that's interesting.
How's that?
He does come here more. I do go visit him in that city, but I stay with my parents instead of his house. But just because I think he lives with guys there, you know.
So he comes over to your parents' house?
Yeah, over his place. Yeah, he just lives with guys. He says it's dirty there.
Yeah. Dating in your early 20s is so sexy.
Oh, God.
You want to come have dinner with my mom and dad?
I don't know if that one counts.
What about, here's the next one. If you ever hear loud moaning while you're talking on the phone with him.
Okay, you ever hear
that one?
Wait, no.
Are you sure?
In the 5 minutes I'm on the phone, I do not hear that.
Okay.
Hi, how's your day? Oh, so good.
Well, I mean, if there's a no there, according to this list, your ex is not being unfaithful to you.
Wow. He's not even your boyfriend.
Are you convinced now? Do you have...
I mean, you put a few things in my head now that I need to look out for.
It is true.
Apparently, but...
But you're still not sold that he's not talking to other women.
I mean, as of what you said, I guess not, but I'm not... For sure.
Okay.
Science checks out.
Yeah.
You want more certainty.
Do you have more certainty?
Have you tried catfishing him yet?
What?
Ooh. Why are you guys being so crazy?
Girls,
Brooke, you should message him for me.
No, I'm not doing that. That is insane.
Brooke, make a fake
If you want him to like you, stop being so weird and desperate.
Hey, Brooke, no, you have to
weird
test
and desperate.
Him.
This is me.
Saying they want what they can't have. Make yourself more can't haveable.
Can't haveable?
Turn the table. Stop answering the phone every time he calls.
Yeah, she's right.
You know, he doesn't call. I just call him. Oh, yeah, that's a bad sign.
Right.
That is a bad sign.
Okay, maybe our listeners can weigh in on this.
Yeah.
Maybe her mom has a good opinion since her mom's hanging out with him as much as she is.
Apparently. Yeah. But text in to 78592. Tell us, do you know of any other secretive, clever ways to tell if a long-distance love is talking to other people?
Yeah, give them to me.
Alexis. We should have all the listeners catfish him.
Yeah.
1,000 friend requests.
He's the most popular boy in town. Your phone tap's coming up right after this.